The Tusugi Pueblo Flea Market isn't a flea market in the traditional sense of the word, the kind where one has to search through lots of junk before maybe finding a treasure for just a few dollars. No, this world-renowned market, spread over several hectares a few kilometers north of the city of Santa Fe, features over 500 vendors from around the region and the world, selling everything from Persian carpets to precious gems, religious artifacts, and folk art. The flea, as it has come to be known, has been described as the closest thing to a Moroccan bazaar you are likely to find in North America.
We've got a mask sale. $20 takes any mask. ¿Cómo están? Hay cosas bonitas aquí, precios baratos. Will you let me amaze you with my low, low prices?
How are you going to do that?
Come have a look.
Yeah.
$3. If you like these, come see them. I've got them boxed over there in a dazzling array of colors. Let me dazzle you with my array.
Brian, who sells masks from Mexico and beadwork from the Czech Republic, is one of the vendors who spends every weekend selling his wares from a booth at the Tusugi Pueblo Flea Market.
What is unique about working here in this flea market?
I would say the views from my office. Yeah.
The view from the flea market is spectacular, set high on a plateau, surrounded by mountains and seemingly endless sky. With an emphasis on southwestern art, jewelry, and home products, the market is operated by the Tusugi Pueblo Indians, whose history in the region goes back 800 years. It is run much like any other business, only with certain regulations particular to the Indian tribe. For example, no cameras, sketching, video recording, or picture taking of any kind is permitted, out of respect for the Indians' belief in the sacred image. Rocky Gorman, a vendor at the market, has been selling silver and turquoise jewelry made by Indian artisans for over a decade at her booth she calls Happy Trails. She talks about the appeal of turquoise that has made it popular for so many years.
The first popular stage was back in the 1970s. It became very popular with hip-hugger pants and denims and that look. Then we had another brief experience with it in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, and now again last year. Designers decided turquoise was big. Everybody flocked to New Mexico to buy turquoise.
Who is making the jewelry?
Well, we sell Navajo and we sell Zuni. Hopi is very difficult to get right now. They decided that they were strictly selling through a co-op on their own. So what we carry is a lot of the top-name Navajo artists, and collectors come for it. They know where to go.
But why is turquoise and silver so specific to Indian culture? Jeweler Rocky Gorman explains.
Well, I think turquoise, first of all, to the Native American is very spiritual. It's the sky. That's what it represents, Father Sky. And it also can represent Mother Earth in terms of the blues of the water. So I think when people come out here, they're captivated by the color and the lore of turquoise. In Native American lore, it's a protection stone, and they always make sure their babies have coral, turquoise. Coral is for beauty, and if it's a young girl, then she has coral and turquoise mixed. It means to walk in beauty in the Navajo lore. So I think there's a magic to out here. There's a certain spirit, and if it touches you, you just come back for more and more and more.
Walking through the booths and stalls, one customer, carrying a kind of wooden picture frame, was very pleased with her purchase.
If I could get your name, please.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Mm-hmm. And you live here in New Mexico?
I do.
Yeah.
What is unique about this flea market?
It's the most diverse of any kind of flea market I've ever been to.
What did you buy today?
I bought something. I'd have no idea if it was made just for the market or whatever, but I'm going to maybe put a mirror behind it and make it into a mirror for decoration. It's like a little windowsill.
Back at the Happy Trails jewelry booth, Fran Gorman, father of turquoise dealer Rocky Gorman, talks about the popularity of the Tusugi Pueblo Flea Market, which has been ranked number 3 of the most popular markets in the United States.
People from all over the world come in here specifically for this market, and it's unfortunate that they think it's a flea market, because hanging up there, that rug over there probably goes for about $15,000. And flea markets are used to quarters, dimes, dollars.
Right.
But here, you know, you've got artists that come from all over. You have designers. You have every type of person that you want to see in this place.
Who are your customers?
All of our customers are from all over the world. We have them from South Africa. We have them from Australia, New Zealand, England, France, you name it.
Why do they come here?
Because they heard of it. When they come to Santa Fe, they're used to seeing all of Santa Fe with the stores and the Canyon Road. And then they get wind of this market. And once you come here, you're hooked.
As for Mr. Gorman's daughter, Rocky, she says working in an atmosphere influenced by Pueblo Indian traditions is what has had the most profound effect on her.
They're very religious people to the spirits. They don't worship a single god. It's a spirit. It's Mother Earth. All of these rocks that are on the ground have a personality. They have a spirit to them. And they respect everything. Everything has respect. And I think that shows. I think that shows. And it shows with the people who live here. We have a lot of respect for each other.
Happy Trails turquoise dealer Rocky Gorman says more than anything else, Indian culture has taught her to slow down. Originally from the East Coast, she says it took a while to adjust to a slower pace. But she says working at the Tasugi Pueblo flea market has heightened her appreciation of a slower, calmer, and more spiritual lifestyle, something that's come to be known as Indian time. This is Robin Rupley.